pretty good people. So I think I'm going to do one for these little spots to help me kind of work through where I am. So this podcast is going to turn into mini therapy sessions, okay? And I'm a person that believes that most people go through the same thing. I won't say cycles, but maybe events. And I also believe that I'm not the only person that's ever experienced things, right? So I think those two thoughts go hand in hand. But this week, I want to talk about people's thoughts and opinions of you. Or I guess in this case of me, right? So so I don't know if many of you know this. I know in my initial episodes of the podcast, I talked about being a wife and a mom and, you know, just trying to balance it all out. Well, child, I ain't nothing but nobody's mama right now. I mean, I'm other things, but I ain't nobody's wife. My husband decided in June of last year that he wanted a divorce. When I asked him why, he told me, what did he tell me? I don't even know if he gave me an answer, y'all. But, so anyway, I had to process through that. I was about 6 months out from breastfeeding my daughter, so my hormones were still, like, all in the air. And, you know, under normal circumstances, I would have been able to just been like, okay, you like, if you don't want the relationship, you don't want to do the work, then cool. Like, I'll just, you know, I can pick up and move on, right? I kind of struggled this time, I think because I had three children, two of which are biologically his, one of which was adopted by him. But that's another, you know, another episode. And so, I'm in this dating world, this world of dating, and I'm not even sure really why, because people... So, I'm in the process of, you know, wrapping up my divorce. So, legally speaking, no, I'm not divorced. But, so I'm in this dating phase. And I met a gentleman who, you know, he's attractive. He's a nice guy. But we began to have phone conversations. And, you know, he talked to me because his intentionality is having a long-term relationship and yada, yada, yada. I said, okay. He was like, so I don't, you know, use dating in the way that, you know, most people use dating. I said, okay. I could dig it. You know, so he ran through, you know, how he operates and what he's trying to do and that type of thing. And y'all, this man asked questions that I thought were good foundational questions. We didn't really dig in because I got him a text, an emergency text from my school, but this young man made a comment about my hair. So those of you that just listen to the podcast and you don't know what I look like, I am a 5'3" black woman who has a huge personality. I don't know if you can tell or not, but I have a huge personality. I love people. I don't like people sometimes, but I really, really love people. And I'm like a ball of energy. I'm not always the one, you know, in the morning in the office. I'm like, good morning, good morning. I'm not that guy, but I do speak to everybody. I like color. I enjoy, like, life. Like, I want to enjoy life, especially with all the shit I have been through. So I color my hair. I have short hair. I have three daughters, which we've discussed. But I have three daughters. And all of my children have an excessive, abundant amount of hair. Okay? So my hair is short, and I color my hair. I color my hair all kinds of colors because I didn't have the opportunity to do it as a teenager, to be quite honest about it, and also because I like it. Shit, I like it. I like my colors. I love my hairstylist. She is a color extraordinaire. So we just ride the wave, you know what I mean? We go with it. So my hair is currently a turquoisey, blue, think mermaid, okay? It's giving a little mermaid, not as in the movie, but, you know, a little mermaid spice, okay? That's what we've been doing for the last month because I can't seem to get back to my hair, change my hair color, which I normally do every month. So anyway, this young man tells me that my green hair has got to go because that is white girl hair color. And tells me that my hair is ugly and it does not complement my skin tone.
and just a bunch of things that I was taken aback initially, right? And I'm usually a person that's on top of it, and I just tell people, you know, hey, fuck you. You ain't gotta like it. That ain't my business. Your reaction to something that I choose to do in my life, to my body, is not, that's not my business. And you should mind your own business, okay? But this time, I listened to him just ramble on about how he hates my hair. I'm thinking, damn, dude, and you want me to move forward in a conversation with you about dating you? It's going to be a no for me, dog. Y'all, that thing tickled my soul. When I tell y'all I was in here tickled, baby, I could not stop laughing, honey. Listen. So anyway, all of this to say, let people be great, okay? Let them be great by their damn selves. Now, if they got all this time to critique you about what you're doing and what you ain't doing and what you should look like and what you shouldn't look like, oh, because I should mention also that he followed that statement up by saying, now that black hair that you have, now that black makes you look like a natural black woman. Child, I said, live in a box much? Okay. Like, what the hell? What is that? Like, who says stuff like that to people? At any rate, I guess he does. Well, clearly he does. I won't even say I guess. So anyway, y'all, this little moment this week is just about doing what the hell you want to do with what you got while you here, okay? Don't let people put you in no boxes and tell you what you should be doing with what you got and what you've worked for and how you feel about you and what you need to do moving forward. Unless, of course, okay, they are helping to edify you and build you up. You know what I'm saying? Man, fuck these people. Listen, you don't give a one go around this month is the story, right? So do what you want with it, okay? Even if that means that you got to drop your job and go do something that you've always dreamt about doing. Sorry, y'all, I'm getting dressed while we're doing this, okay? So, like, do that. Do the shit that fulfills you. Because let me tell you something. The world is going down the slope real, real fast, y'all, okay? What slope, Adina? Child, I don't know. I don't think that the people that's in charge know where in the hell we headed to, okay? And listen. I came around the corner of my apartment the other day, and the corner van was out front. Okay, so listen, this ride, baby, comes fast and leaves fast. Okay, you be in here, and then you be out of here. Do the shit that makes you happy. And people that don't like to live their lives happy will always have a comment for you. Baby, fuck them people, okay? Fuck them people, okay? Ain't nobody got time for all that judging of people and trying to make people feel bad about the decisions. And I want to add this also. This young man has no knowledge of who I am, not a single bit of knowledge. And I know that my outer appearance, right, my appearance is going to give who I am. So you think I'm attractive, but then you tell me my hair is ugly. So I can only imagine what you'll think about my personality and my thoughts on certain subjects and topics. Right? And I also understand that because of societal norms, right, because of conditioning in society.
I also understand that people will assume, based off of my hair, that I am not serious about things, that I don't have hopes, dreams, and aspirations. Like, just because of societal conditioning, people will think those things about me. And I get it. But you know what? I don't give a fuck. You know why? Because it's not true. It's not true. And only people that take the time to get to know you and understand your background and your feelings and maybe why you chose to do things are the people that damn matter. Okay? And hell, to be quite honest about it, most of them people don't matter either, because some of them is just doing it to be nosy because they just want to understand. And other people, you know, it's like three groups of people. You know, it's either the people that are just doing it to be nosy, trying to find out, you know, why you did something. Then there's the group of people that want to know because they ain't got the balls to do it, but they've always wanted to do what you've done, right? But they want to understand how you arrived to the place to be able to do it. And then you got the motherfuckers that actually want to, like, know you. You know what I mean? They want to be a part of your space and your world, and they want to get to know you. You know what I mean? Well, hell, I guess it's four steps, because then you got people that just, you know, they ask you them fucking questions so they can kind of weasel their way in for maybe, you know, some sort of gain or something that they need or want from you. You know what I mean? You know, people that get inquisitive about you just because they want to be able to ask you for $5. You know what I'm saying? Them kind of people. So, listen. Man, fuck these people. What you should be worried about, what we all should be worried about, is the motive of people, okay? That's the motive. Why are you here? You know, and I've struggled with my looks for years. It took me till 23 to figure out that I wasn't ugly. You know what I mean? I mean, I know I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but I'm also not ugly. But, you know, and just building that self-esteem. But it's like, yo, it felt like he made a, you know, you be driving down the street just to make a U-turn and see if you thought you saw something, but you wasn't sure if you saw what you thought you saw. It felt like that. It felt like he went around, told me I was attractive, told me I was pretty, and then busted a U-turn and was like, oh yeah, by the way. You know what I mean? Like, you're intentionally trying to do some stuff that ain't got to be done. Like, you ain't got to do that, bro. You don't have to do that. So anyway, y'all protect your necks outside, okay? Dating is weird. It's funny as hell. People are crazy. People ain't got it all, and then they want to put that off on you. Remember that, okay? As you are navigating these retarded waters, child. Oh, Lord. I'm not supposed to use that word, am I? Oh, Lord. Y'all don't cancel me. Y'all know what I mean. This just cesspool of humans that are out here, okay? Because, ooh, child, the ghetto. All right, y'all. So that's my thoughts for this episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Leave y'all some comments. Make sure you listen wherever. If somebody shared this with you, make sure you sign up for the podcast, child. I believe we is on the Spotify, the Apples, wherever you listen. Child, I done got that thing put over there, okay? So the podcast is Apparently I'm a Parent. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, don't forget to subscribe, honey, so you can know whenever the next episode goes up, because I don't know when it'll be. We gonna be out here just posting episodes, child. Mm-hmm. We's on all the socials, too. We ain't on the TikTok, but we's over on the Instagram for sure. And there's a group over on the Facebook page. Child, I ain't been in that group in ages. But if we get the moving forward, we will make sure we take care of all of it. Okay? Love you guys. Thank y'all for tuning in. Have a great one.